Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 10 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 6 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 4 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.
WAPD Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 22 degrees.
FAGIC.
I think I heard Jack. I was scanning. Is that you, Jack? FAGIC.
That's me. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing okay. Just living life and trying to survive Hall Road.
Always. Never go wrong with that. Trying to survive, you're right.
Yeah, if you're thinking of going to Costco, don't. It was a good lunch, though. I love eating cheap.
Must be busy, huh? I haven't been anywhere busy all that time.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. And sometimes you look at their cards and you kind of question, like, do you really need all that? But, like, they probably...
And, you know, I actually go there. I spent $100 back then, not now. Saying back then, and you get about a whole basket. Now you go spend $100, you get only a quarter of the basket.
Yeah, that's true. I only get certain things. Like I get water, like some of the flavored waters I like. And what else do I get there? You know, like snack foods, like the frozen snack foods that you heat up that, you know, you don't want to make a full meal, but kids like it.
Yeah, I know that too. I take a frozen food, a few frozen foods, and I like that fresh counter. I don't know if you know that or not. It's a fresh counter, and they have like a... little, you know, snacks, you know, like a sandwich snack or something like that. Chicken and all that. And that's what I like.
Oh, yeah, we do that, too. We go to BJ's for that, though. I think BJ's, at least for what we like to eat, they have a lot better selection over there. And, you know, the one thing I like about that store is like you can use your phone to scan your items. So if you only have like 3 items, you just scan on your phone and then you pay right there on your phone. The only thing you have to do is show them the barcode on your phone as you walk out and you're done.
You were saying, Sam Club got the same thing. You even get gas on your cell phone.
I don't know why Costco hasn't implemented that, because all their competitors have it, and I just don't understand, but maybe there's a reason for it, but I would probably shop there more if they had that service.
right now that they're probably trying to work, some kind of discount or something like that. I don't know exactly, but they're trying to work something to do that. Because, you know, if you look at they were with the American Express, and they have not done that. Then they came out, you got to scan your card. So probably their system is not up to the date, like Sam Club and BJ.
That's probably what it is, but I mean, I like the world that we live in. We can just pay with our phones now. We just tap to pay, and it's interesting. I mean, I carry cash with me, but I barely need to use it.
Yeah, I carry cash too, but I don't use it. I use my credit card, but now Costco, you know, even if you go to a restaurant, now you get a discount. Any restaurant you go to, like dining out, something like that, you get a discount. Like I believe it's, I'm not sure. I think it's 1%. Before it was not doing that. And if you go shopping somewhere else, you get 2%. Then the gas is different. They changed it.
Okay. Yeah, I use some kind of like the Amazon card. Because we buy so much stuff from Amazon, and I think that just using that card and getting the bonus stuff out of that, all the other memberships that we get, you know, I think, like, if I use the Costco card, you know, and there's a membership, I just think I get more reward if I just stick to one card.
Because now they got more, you know, percent for you. So like I said, breakfast. Nobody has a breakfast. No Sam Club or BJ. You go to a breakfast and you get a discount. And you go somewhere else, you get 2% discount.
See what you're saying. All right, Jack. I'm fluttering. The signal's fluttering over here. I have the small antenna on my car, so I'm gonna let you go. But I'll chat with you in other places and over here and all that stuff. So I'll talk to you later. I'll listen out though. KF8S.
Hi, Dave. We'll chat again. Take care. I'm almost home anyhow.
KF8DRC. KF8DRC. KE4ZYQ.
Good afternoon, Joe. How you doing? KF8DRC.
Well, not so bad so far there, Jack. Hopefully you're doing good. Now, we'll have to start a new talk group here, you and I. Instead of Jack and Joe, it'll be Jack and Joe. How about that?
I don't know if you ever heard that one. Jack and Jill went up the hill. They never came back.
I think Jack and Joe went up the hill and they're coming down the other side. One is old and the other one's older. We don't know what's going to come of that.
So however you want to call it, it's the same thing. To me, it's the same thing. I don't know about you.
Jack, we'll call Jack and Joe are over the hill. And Jill is shortly behind them.
Yes, you're right. Well, Joe, I'm on my destination. I'm almost at home. So, good talking to you, and good to hear you out there. We'll talk again. KF8DRC.
Yep, I just want to say hello. I don't get on GMRS anymore. much. Need to turn on the radio, see if everybody's on it. Of course, that's where you started. Now you're on this one for obvious reasons. So, good deal. Have a good day. Talk to you another time, hopefully, God willing. KE4ZYQ, clear. Listening out.
Hi, Joe. I guess good talking to you. Take care. KFADIC.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 23 degrees.
WDAKLL. Delta 8, Victor, Charlie, Papa.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 24 degrees.
KE8RUH. Actually, taking a call. I'll be back.
Are you off the phone?
Yeah, just got off the phone. What's going on, Sean?
I was just thinking, you know, I live real close to John. I could easily pick those up, and then I could put them through their paces at my leisure, and we could take it from there.
Yeah, that's fine by me. I'm not, I am asking everyone for favors, so I'm definitely able to do whatever works best for everyone.
Well, probably be better if you just sit this out. Like I said, I'll get a hold of John, and I'll make it a point to swing by and get him one way or the other. I don't know if he's going home from work before the meeting tonight. Maybe I'll try to coordinate with him out there at the meeting. Get him. And then I go from there. So, anyhow, just end up being a lot easier to do it like that than trying to coordinate something with the crazy schedules everyone's going to have with the holidays.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, what meeting do you guys got tonight? I heard somebody on DMR earlier talking about a meeting.
I believe it's the ARPSC you know, administrative, they get together and discuss, you know, they're working on some projects and stuff like that. They usually, I don't know where it's at, but they usually do a restaurant somewhere up near my shop. But like I said, I could catch John somewhere along the way. He and I aren't far apart. He lives about 2-3 miles from me. So I could arrange to get the radios from him and then go from there. But I'm going to be in the shop tomorrow, so if I don't get them tonight, then there'll be no rush because I won't be back in a position to do anything about it until next Monday, Tuesday. So we'll be out soon.
Sounds good, yeah, fine by me. It doesn't, no skin off my back, you know. I just, it'd be cool if we got them functioning appropriately so that I could use them. And I just appreciate everybody's help to get them in working order. It's, definitely appreciated.
John, you listening here at WUO? That's a mumbly tongue twister, isn't it?
It certainly is a tongue twister. I know he monitors sometimes. I don't know that I've ever heard him out here. John, if that was you, you didn't make it in very well, but you may be talking to Sean on a different mode right now, for all I know, so I'll just be standing by. KE8RUH. Sean, you still out there?
Yeah, John and I were just coordinating over on P25 to hand off the radios tonight. So he's going to get a hold of me when he leaves the meeting tonight, and we're going to connect up, and then I'll get the radios, and then if everything goes well, I should be able to get those both scoped out, figured out tomorrow during the day. It's kind of a hook them up and then walk away kind of a thing.
Fantastic, thank you.
That carrot, you ever get those little baby carrots in a bag?
What was that? Were you asking if I ever get baby carrots in a bag?
Yeah. I get carrots and I keep them around to munch on them when I feel like grazing.
Ah, okay. Yes, we do buy those sometimes in my house.
So I got a bag here, and I felt compelled to open them on my drive home and have a few. You ever notice, though, they're all good, but every once in a while you pull one out and it's got kind of a weird flavor. Just the texture and flavor, just like, you look at it, everything looks fine, but it's just like, bitter. Like one in 20 has got some sort of a goofy flavor. Anyhow, I just did it in one of those as well.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Anyhow, so, yeah, John will get a hold of me, and then we'll meet up. I'll get those things scoped out, and then we can make arrangements to get them back to you. So, should be fairly easy. It'll be just a lot easier than us trying to coordinate with, I don't work another Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday from till the first, after the first, so, you know, got to hit in one of the Monday, Tuesday windows between now and then. And I got a couple of days I got to burn that may even have me off one or two of those. And there's only one more of those this week, two next week, and then a couple before Christmas. Yeah, it's not going to be easy to slip in those couple of days I got to get in. Although I got to do it.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. I have, I think, 6 days left that I work this year. So it's pretty exciting, and it also is a little nerve-wracking how much work I have to get done in the next 6 days.
Man, I gotta stop eating these carrots or I'm gonna be pooping orange. But, yeah, I used to, when I had kids your age, you know, your kids' age, I'd always think, you know, the whole, if we get Christmas and Christmas Eve off, then I would take the other 3 days and try to make a real long, you know, couple of weeks vacation out of it for, you know, half the expenditure. But now that my kids are gone empty nest, there's really no difference, and it's actually kind of quiet. Like being the Maytag repairman between Christmas and New Year's around our shop, so I'm not as inclined to take it off anymore now that I don't have kids to deal with. But still, I'm gonna take a little bit off. So yeah, whatever. Just got a lot of time off here, so it's I got to do that. And then Phil and I got to meet up with him for something as well. He's got a Motorola radio. I got to see if we can figure out how to program, and he's leaving, going out of town, so what the heck are you honking at? Good grief. Boy, people getting upset about nothing. It had nothing to do with me, but a car pulled out, and somebody honked at it for pulling out. There was absolutely no, they didn't do anything wrong. They just pulled out in the traffic. Ah, well, anyhow, I know you're not seeing it, so never mind.
Yeah, I'm taking the days off, just like you said. My daughter's home, my wife's a teacher, so she's home, so, you know, it's a good time. Everybody's around, and we get to go do stuff, but I can imagine at some point, being like you, and that nobody's around at work, so it's a pretty low speed couple of weeks, so it's not bad to be there, and then take those vacation days some other time, but I'll get there someday maybe, but I surely do enjoy taking those 5 days, 6 days, and making it 2 weeks. Because of the holiday.
Good afternoon. Well, I'll tell you, I would, you know, it's a good consolation, you know, to kick your feet up and watch cat videos work days between New Year's and, you know, and Christmas and all that, but I'd rather have the 2 weeks off and little ones running around the house all playing with their new toys and stuff like that. I'd take that back any day. So don't rush it. Enjoy it while you got it. What's up with T-Tom Terrific?
Hello, this is Kerry King Walrus. Yeah, I got vacation days I don't know what to do with.
Well, that would make sense, Tom, if I remember correctly. The last 2 years, before this year, you took all your vacation time because of big surgeries. So you probably don't know what to do with your time this year.
That's right. Tom was off for his surgery this time last year, I think. Yeah. Behind a stainless steel dumpster. God, those things are ugly. Tom?
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, I take my week for the fair. I mean, I took some vacation days here and there, but I have so many vacation days, I don't know what to do with them. I mean, if I don't use them, you know, it's no big deal. I'll just reset it January 1st. But yeah, what do you do with 5 weeks of vacation and 5 sick days and 5 floating holidays? You know, running out of options.
Yeah, I can imagine that that much time off can be a little difficult to take. You could probably take, like, almost every Friday off for the whole year. That's, what, about 35 days off, I think, is the amount of days you just explained. That's an awful lot.
Good afternoon.
Well, when you say the reset in January, let's say you got 1 week. Let's say you got 1 week left on your 5 week vacation for this year. Does it roll over? Do you get your 5 weeks plus that five, or do you just lose that five? Because if you're losing them, man, you got to find a way to take them.
Well, what happened last time over the last 2 years is they actually did a buyback of up to 10, I think. I can't remember. And I had like a week left over both years, even after surgery. And, you know, they just sent me an extra check, but they're not doing it this year for collective bargaining units. So I think I can probably roll over 8 weeks. I've been doing that for years. So that gives me 8 weeks next year. But it's like, darn if you do, darn if you don't. You know, kind of thing if you use them. You know, I can't afford to go anywhere on vacation. I can't afford to take a vacation. You know, trying to get bills back in line.
Yeah, that puts you in quite the pickle there. If they're not buying them back, and then, you know, like you said, there's only so many days you can take off to just hang out. And the work starts getting backlogged and things like that, but Sean's right, if they're not buying them back, you should have been taking every Tuesday off or something silly just so you could sleep in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If, you know, you can't take a, you know, week-long vacation to the Bahamas, then, you know, have a lot of four-day and weekends, or, you know, wait until, you know, on the 4th of July, take the Friday before so you get, you know, so you get a 5-day, you know, 4-day weekend. You know, just do them strategic like that. You know, around Thanksgiving, take those 3 days and give yourself a nice solid week. Just find ways to do it. That's what I do. You know, I just take, you know, a lot of, my son is, his days off are Wednesdays and Thursdays. So I take a lot of Wednesdays and Thursdays off during the year, you know, and then he and I can do things on, that's his weekend. So I've done that. So you find something, right? You don't have to take a vacation per se. So I find ways to make it meaningful. And then sometimes I just, you know, have a sick work day. You know, and I just, yeah, I'm going to take Friday off or something like that. It's PTO, it's got to be in advance, so. You know, so there's that. But, yep, make sure you get it, though. That's the point, is make sure you get it. It sounds like they'll let you roll some over. We have a buyback program. I'm very similar to you. I got like 5-something, not quite 6, but I only get 6 sick days anymore, and we don't have any floating. Well, we have a floating. No, I think we got rid of the floating holiday, but we get like, I forget how many holidays we have. We have an ungodly number of holidays. We get everything off. It's all them crazy bank holidays, you know, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, you know, Election Day and even years, and, you know, Juneteenth was our newest one they added in there. So we get all those. You know, but just find a way to make it work for you, you know. Day here, day there, 3-day weekends, and 4-day weekends where you can. Heck yeah. W8FU.
And I'm sure my boss says he'll work something out with me, because like I said, my coworker is the same way. He has as many years as I do, so we both have 7 points, you know, with each PTOs and sick days and stuff like that. I mean, he took Friday and Monday off this weekend because he's over 50, you know how that goes. And, but yeah, so not only am I running, you know, his runs and my runs, but because we got a guy off in medical right now in Saginaw, he handles Saginaw and Flint, I'm picking up some of his runs as well. So we're both, like, buried to the eyeballs in runs. Plus, I'm doing an installation that's taking forever to do. And that's a whole system build. So, and I'm one of the very few people that can do it.
Hey guys, I just pulled in the driveway. I'm going to hop out and get in the house. It was good talking to you guys this afternoon. Sean, just keep me updated on the status of those radios. Like I said, not in a super rush. Very appreciative for the effort that's going into it. This is KERUH, and I will catch up with you gentlemen in the morning.
Okay, will do. We'll just, you know, I have no idea what's going on with him. He just said something about low audio, so let's just get him on the bench and run him through the test jig and find out where we're at. All right, I'm about a block from my house as well, so I'm right behind you. But not quite there yet. Yeah, Tom, we get some buyback days. Two times a year, they'll let us buy up to 40 hours back, so we can sell back 80 hours. And I never do, and then I always end up like this at the end of the year. I probably should, but I do like, unlike you, I do like taking those, you know, three-day weekends and a lot of times I just like, I ain't coming in tomorrow, take off, so I don't lose any sleep. Or, you know, I look at my calendar, as long as there's nothing, you know, really, you know, mandatory I got to do or anything like that, then I just, I pull a day here and there. So you should be able to do that. Hey, whatever. You know your situation. But I'm just about home.
Yeah, I'll probably do that next year. Anthony73KH is still audible, or can hear us. And on a side note, I picked up some of those little ball things that they were talking about on Discord with the tri-band over there at the Micro Center. And yes, they actually do 220.
Just an artifact, or do they legitimately do 220? But I guess they do 220, they do 220. Do they advertise them as such?
Yeah, those EV5RXs, yeah, it says it does 220, 10 meter, and 440. So I'm like, okay. So I programmed in a 220 frequency in Lansing, put the offset in it, in the PL, and yes, it does. So not like the original 5R, where I put in 220, as soon as you key it up, it kills you. They actually do transmit 220. So I put two on hold, never picked them up because the line was too long, and I bought three of them. I'm just playing with them. They're a little bit smaller, but they're neat little radios. You know, something to play with for $9.
It's amazing what you can do when you have no standards to meet. God, I'd love to see how they're deriving 220 out of those. No, I wouldn't. All right, I'm at home. Hey, if it does it, it does it. We'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Enjoy the evening. Don't forget to pet Ty tonight for dinner.
Hey, WEKT monitoring.
Hey, B1.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 20 degrees.
I'm a plumber.
What'd you fix? And plunging your big duty doesn't count.
No, but in the process of discovering what I don't know, just a leaky pipe under the sink that was, connects from the garbage disposal to the drain that goes in the wall, and it's, was rusting through and dripping, so on my way to Home Depot.
Well, diagnosing something and then fixing it is certainly one of those manly man moments. You can puff your chest out, pour yourself a drink. You gotta wait till you fix it, though. But then you can sit there and just bask in the glow of the manly manness of fixing your plumbing.
Yeah, this is either one, so it's 5:06 now. This is one of those that's gonna be fixed at 5:25, or it's gonna be fixed at midnight. So we're about to find out. But anyway, Home Depot is only 2,500 feet from my house, so I'm going to sign out and head in. Wish me luck, Katie Beatty.
Break a leg.
That's a pretty crappy situation.
It could be.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 17 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 16 degrees.
Voyager 8KLL, KFA, D-I-C.
W-D-8-K-L-L, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you? I just got home about a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, just trying to stay warm. That's all.
I heard a bunch of snow coming tonight and tomorrow and the day after. That's what I heard.
Yeah, depending on where you're at, yeah. Could be upwards of 6 inches, and some places it might even be some freezing rain.
Yeah, we don't want no freezing rain, that's for sure. We won't have no antenna out there. You got to go out there and shine it up.
Oh, we just crank up the power, Jack. It melts it all off.
I wish I had 1,200 voltage power out there. That's all I need to do, crank that up. You're right.
Still there, Jack?
Yeah. I think later on I'm going to go on the Saginaw repeater.
Oh, yeah. That's tonight's our net, isn't it? Is that an 8 or 9?
I believe it's 9 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be, I don't know, we're probably watching a Monday night football game. That's about it.
What? Who's playing?
Philadelphia Eagles and Los Angeles Chargers.
Hey, Los Angeles is going to pull it.
You mean Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, that's the guy out there. You got his name right.
Yeah, wrong team, though. He's for the Rams, but yeah.
Actually, what channel? KFA-DIC?
ABC.
And what time does it start?
Eight o'clock, Jack. WD8KLL.
I mean, I gotta walk half, another half goes to Saginaw. That's all right, no big deal. I get to them.
Well, you can do like me. I got Bluetooth. I can sit and watch the game here and listen to the net as well.
No, I'm gonna have to do it a different way. I'll turn the box on. Watch it on the box instead of on the regular TV and go on the net.
That's a pretty cool keychain you got there, you guys got made the other day.
Yeah, but that guy made a mistake, big mistake. I don't know where he's from. He should know how to spell Detroit.
Yeah. Yep. You should have corrected them there. Probably would have made you a new one.
You know, I just was. I guess I didn't see it that good. I didn't have my glasses on because it was between the glasses. And he shut that box down a little bit, and he started. You know, I guess he started doing those the letters and also the numbers. And I didn't have my glasses on. I just picked it up just like that without looking at it good.
Yeah, honestly, you don't point it out. Nobody even say nothing. I didn't notice it until you said something.
No, so Eric said something. Uh-oh, what'd you get? One of them keychains put the wrong writing, that's all.
What's it supposed to say and what does it say?
It's supposed to say Detroit. He put an N after, he put an I and N.
Detroit?
A second, I gotta get it.
Because that'd almost be a word, Detroit. I'd be Detroit. Anyhow, good evening, gentlemen. In here for a minute while I'm making my final approach home.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I got a great coat that I picked up last winter, and I cracked it out. Forgot how good it was, and I got my big furry Russian hat on. And you know what? Bring it on.
Ah, that's great. Yeah, it's cold out. We're gonna get some snow here in the next couple of days, so you're ready for it, sounds like.
So I bought a pair of felt pack, you know, like Sorels, and those are, you know, they're great for when it's snowy and, you know, and all that, and they're warm, they're toasty warm. But I got to get something, I got like nothing in between. It's like I've got tennis shoes or I've got them, you know, monster boots. I need to find a good warm boot that can handle a little snow and, that'd be good, but my feet get cold. So, that and gloves. I got to learn to keep gloves with me because, you know, and of course, if you're in the car, it doesn't really matter, but it's all a matter of how much I can tolerate outside the car without those items.
Jen says, my better half says you need to go online and order the alpaca socks. Alpaca or alpaco? Alpaco.
Okay, so not like the animal, which would be alpaca. So alpaco sounds like the something. Alpaco. I don't know what paco is. Are they like a wool, or are they electric, or what's the story?
Well, we're getting an official description here, but they're kind of wool, and they're really comfortable. They're kind of expensive. Pacas. How do you spell it? Hold on, everybody, she said. They're nice. My sister bought us all a pair. And,
Alpaca.
Alpaca.
Well, I'm going to look at that as soon as I get home, which is like right now. I'm just backing in the driveway, so we'll have to see. Are they thick? Because that might be an issue. I might have to get a bigger boot.
They're extremely warm, but also, it's kind of weird to say this, but, like, if your feet are sweaty, like, your feet won't sweat in these because they're, like, completely wool, and I don't know. They're amazing socks. You can't go wrong with a pair of these.
Well, I'm going to look them up as soon as I get inside. And you just reminded me, I had a really good set of winter socks that I bought last year, and I think those are still floating around. I never wore them. So, wouldn't that be funny if those were those? All right, well, thanks for the tip. I'm going to look it up. Going to jump inside, get on the radio from in there. W8FU.
Yeah, no problem. They also make really good Christmas gifts. They have cool colors and, like, different styles and that, so. All right, go get warm.
W-D-A-K-L-L.
That's how they spell it, D-E-T-R-O-I-N-T.
Detroitant? Oh, no, you didn't? All righty. Well, it's unique. W-N-F-U.
Hi, John. Take care. K-F-A-D-I-C.
Jack, we'll chat at you later there, bud. W-D-A-K-L-O, clear.
Hey, Greg. You'll hear me. I'm just tagging up. And I like that ABC anyhow. I like that football. Philadelphia, it's my my brother's son. He's there in Philadelphia, so.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're struggling a little bit, but I'm not sure where they're at in the playoff hunt. But, yeah, we'll be watching. Probably listening to WDAKLL, clear.
WFADIC, clear.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours, clear, 13 degrees.
W-A-W from A-W-U-O.
W-8-F-U.
Hey, John. I am just now leaving Wally's shop, so I'm still about a half hour away. Put me at my house at 8:45. If you want, I can just swing by. Whatever you want to do. Go to bed tomorrow. I don't mind stopping by.
Hey, I'll tell you what, give me a call when you get a little bit closer in, and I'll let you know.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 12 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear. 10 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 8 degrees.
WABPD.